Torments of the Traitor, Book 1 in the Song of the Tears trilogy, written by Ian Irvine and read by Jack Hawkins. During the war, Nish had overcome terrors few people had ever faced. He'd been a leader of men in several hopeless struggles, yet through sheer determination had triumphed. He'd stood up to the most powerful people in the land for what he believed in. But those successes were long ago, and the loss of everything he'd fought for and everyone he'd cared about had brought him low. The stifling tedium and mindless brutality of prison had completed his fall, and though Nish had spent years strengthening his will and building up his courage for tomorrow, he feared it wouldn't be enough. He'd also need all the luck in the world, though luck had been running against him for a long time now. His plan was simple. If he could keep his cool under the most extreme provocation, he might get a chance to snatch the two sorcerous quicksilver tears which were the mainstay of Jal Nish's power, but he'd have to remain focused. Jal Nish had never been a great mancer, but with the power of the tears he didn't need to be, while Nish had only the smallest talent for the secret art. And what he did possess, a certain clarity of sight and ability to see through surface deceptions to what lay at the heart, had slowly developed from the alchemical compulsion his father had cast on him when he'd thrust his son's hands into the tears long ago, in a previous attempt to bend Nish to his will. Nish had spent years honing his tiny gift, using everything he'd picked up about the art from the great mancers he'd known, and he thought he'd found a way to use the tears against his father. Evil men never believed themselves to be evil. They invariably thought that they were doing the world a service. If Nish could forge his clearsight into a weapon and reflect it into Jal Nish's innermost soul, surely even he must see what a monster he'd become. There had to be some good left in his father, surely. If it worked, the realization might paralyze Jal Nish long enough for Nish to snatch the tears, if he had the strength. Starvation, beatings, and solitary confinement had left him a shadow of the man he'd once been, and though his rage burned as strong as ever, Nish was terrified that he'd break as he'd broken in the past. The self-doubt was crippling, the consequences of his probable failure unbearable. Jal Nish would send him back to this stinking cell for another decade, and Nish didn't think his sanity could survive it. His iron-hard determination began to waver. Nothing could change the past, so why not agree to his father's demands? Why not become his lieutenant and eventual heir to all Jal Nish had created? Nish ached for what his father had offered, yet he couldn't bear the thought of giving in to the monster, of becoming like Jal Nish in any way. His eyes adjusted to the dark. His cell was a cube, 4 paces by 4 and 4 high, the walls solid granite blocks, the roof a single slab of slate with water seeping from dozens of brown-stained cracks. Without thinking, he positioned himself to avoid the drips, for this was the lowest level in an inverted pyramid of dungeons, and the seepage was stained by piss and blood from the cells above. An emaciated rat warily poked its head up at the other end of his straw. Normally, Nish would have slain it with a lump of rock and eaten it raw to keep the hunger pangs at bay for another day, but hunger would help strengthen his nerve for the morrow. Besides, he felt a kinship with the rat, which was as skinny as he was. It would find nothing to eat in Mazar Hyzer unless it got a dead prisoner before the guards discovered him. He tried to banish the self-doubt. Be strong, stay focused and keep to the plan. You'll only get one chance, don't waste it. You're his son and that counts for something, even with father,